I'm not a figment of anybody's imagination. I'm one of the doctors who was laid off as of October 31st this year.
Pediatrician Sofia de la Cruz was among the physicians laid off at the Harlem Hospital Center. She received notice on a Friday and was told not to return to work on Monday. She spoke to over 100 staff and supporters gathered outside the hospital on their lunch hour Thursday.
Is somebody saying that we don't exist? Yes, we do. And to tell who we are, I train over at this hospital. I've been caring for children of this community and some of their children since 1984.
The Harlem Hospital Center is a public hospital overseen by the Health and Hospitals Corporation of New York City. For 40 years, Harlem Hospital has been affiliated with Columbia University, which employs the 200 doctors at the hospital. According to the Doctors' Council, Local 10 MD SEIU, Columbia has discharged 8 doctors and reduced the hours of 4 more.
We really don't want to see any physicians leave. It is the official Columbia position that we would never lay off a doctor if we could avoid it.
Dr. Herbert Pardes is Vice President and Dean of Columbia's College of Physicians and Surgeons and serves as a liaison administrator to Harlem Hospital.
However, when we get insufficient funds from the city to maintain our physicians who are on the contract, we have to make some difficult choices. Some of those difficult choices have included reductions in workforce.
Emma Chapman is the president of Concerned Citizens Outreach to Save Harlem Hospital and Rehab Services. She also serves on the community advisory board for the hospital.
I was sitting in a meeting, and all of a sudden, I was told, you know, that the doctors were there, and they came and told the information that they had been laid off. I look at it as like a chess game. It's like, well, we'll offer you this, and if you don't take it, we're going to do this. It's like divide and conquer.
Chapman, along with other community activists and the doctors themselves, say that the reduction in staffing undermines patient care.
This hospital is overloaded, but I was in the emergency room, walked through the emergency room last night. The whole emergency room where they could see the patients was all crowded. They had beds everywhere, and everybody was somewhere waiting.
New York City Council member Christine Quinn heads up the council's health committee.
The Health and Hospitals Corporation has not reduced the amount of money that they have given Columbia to pay for doctors.
Demonstrators identified Harlem Hospital as a vital resource for a drastically underserved community. Harlem faces the nation's highest rate of childhood asthma and also faces disproportionately high rates of diabetes, AIDS, and other diseases.
Why doesn't Columbia recognize the health care needs of this neighborhood? And why doesn't Columbia recognize that this is a great hospital and great men and women work here?
The doctors of Harlem Hospital have been working for 6 months without a contract. They are awaiting closure of Columbia's negotiations with the Health and Hospitals Corporation. Dr. Pardes, Columbia's administrative liaison, says that at a meeting Wednesday night with the Doctors' Council, Columbia offered to reinstate all of the laid-off physicians for at least 30 days, when they hope to know whether the city will provide an additional $3 million they are requesting to cover staffing costs. The union calls this a good first step, but says the university sat down at the table on the eve of Thursday's protest only after significant pressure was brought to bear by elected officials and labor leaders. Dr. Williams Hurley, a physician of internal medicine with 20 years of service at Harlem Hospital, read a statement of demands to the crowd of doctors and their supporters.
Stop any and all further layoffs and return those who have been laid off back to active duty. We are not asking that they be temporarily brought back, but permanently brought back. Furthermore, we demand the mayor, the Health and Hospital Corporation, and specifically Columbia University, to re-examine their commitment and concern for the people of the Harlem community.
For WBAI, I'm Nell Geiser.